Good morning once again. Welcome to another edition of the Community Corner on KWHI, where we discuss events going on around the area for you to take part in, for you to enjoy as a family, with friends, or just by yourself. It doesn't matter. And today, one of the events happening that you can just do is taking a stroll through downtown Brenham, and it costs you nothing but time. And as of the Spring Art Walk in downtown Brenham, and we have joining us in studio today a couple of ladies from the city of Brenham who we're talking to with us that today. That's going to be Alex Till and Erin O'Malley. And ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
How are y'all doing today?
Doing well.
Good.
How about yourself?
Doing wonderful today as we're in spring and everything looks nice outdoors. And you guys have decorations in downtown Brenham really perking up the area right now.
That's our hope. Yeah, we've got 28 different eggs. They were each designed by either school groups or individuals, some businesses, and they've decorated these almost 4 foot tall eggs. And we've put them on display all around downtown, and then the public can go around and vote on their favorites, and then we hand out some cash prizes at the end.
There you go. Let's start off here with Alex Still from the city. Tell us what is it that you with the city work fast?
So I work at the Community Services Department. I'm the Community Services Coordinator for the cities. Basically, we just kind of put on some great events for the community. I also work with Main Street and the Barnhill Center, so putting on events for those two as well.
All right, and Erin O'Malley, the other one here today. And what is it that you do with the city?
I am a community services assistant, and I basically help with all those exact same things.
So we just got a couple of helpers here today.
Yes.
So the Spring Egg Art Walk has been around for a few years. What brought this on for you guys to do this?
It was kind of the brainchild of Jennifer Eckerman, who's part of our Main Street Brenham organization. I don't know how long it's been going on, actually. Several years, I know, since I've been here last year. So at least 2 years, I can guarantee that. But yeah, I think it was just kind of a way to get people to go downtown, go into some shops, eat some good food, and have something else to look at, too, downtown.
Yeah. And when you're talking about this, the Spring Egg Art Walk is not, you don't have to be an artist, really, to
absolutely
take part in
not.
It. Anybody
no.
welcome to take part in these things. Now, the decorating is already done for this year, but some of the people that have done it has just been, you were talking about just classrooms.
Yeah, absolutely.
And actual artists have done some things, and
oh, yeah.
So it's really, really neat thing to see what people's ideas are, because all
they're
you do,
all different.
You got to give them just a cardboard egg and say, here, do with it what you will.
Yep, and we really don't put too much restriction on them. I mean, it's just got to be a little bit weatherproof because it's outside. But, I mean, we've had them paint them. We've had them decoupage them, put clay on them. They've made them three-dimensional. I mean, they've just done astounding work.
And they have. And so if people want to come see them, where are they in downtown for people to check out the different eggs?
So the eggs are on most of the corners and in front of a lot of the stores. There's some wonderful entries that we have. You're able to find some beautiful spring themed with your typical bunnies and flowers and traditional Easter egg styles. And you're also able to find a Ninja Turtle, gumball machine, a Texas Ranger, and even a unicorn.
A unicorn?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yes.
My daughter would love that.
Yeah.
So
yes.
We'll have to find that one.
Yeah, definitely.
Make it a little hide and seek. Where's the unicorn at?
Yeah. There is only one unicorn.
There is, yeah.
Only
that
one? Simplifies
okay.
it a little.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Make it worth a while there. So, and with the Spring Egg Art Walk, you guys didn't have anything coinciding with that this year?
We sure do. So along with the voting, which people can vote either, they can pick up a paper ballot at the visitor center and then they turn it back into the visitor center. Or we do have links on our Facebook page, Downtown Brenham. And then we have our website, downtownbrenham.com, has also the links for all the voting. So you can vote on paper, online, however you want to do it. We have a lot of groups that share the ballots on Facebook, and so we get votes from all over the world. It's pretty crazy. Oh, yeah. Last year, we had some from, like, the Philippines.
Really?
I don't know how that happened.
Okay.
They came in from there.
They count, right?
They count. They all count. Then we also have biddings for the eggs. So if like a PTA is interested in bidding on an egg that a classroom did, you know, they can definitely, you know, put a little bit of money into it, keep the egg for themselves. The money goes 50-50 to Main Street Brenham for our events, and then 50% to the artist who made it. So it can go back to kind of support the organization and kind of recoup some of their supplies and stuff that they might have put into it.
No, we want to bid on these eggs. They do that with the same way with those voting
same
ballots
way.
Or
well,
online?
Well, the ballots, that's just for voting. But okay. On our Facebook page, Downtown Brenham, and then downtownbrenham.com has the link to get to the bidding page.
Okay. And so they can keep bidding as long as the eggs are out there mm-hmm. and the voting's
yep.
taking
yep.
place?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right. And so with the voting, you said you can do it online. So you can literally walk around with your phone. And vote that way and bid on it, everything else, and then you're done.
Then you're done. Yeah.
So walking around. So that's pretty neat, though, that you can do that. You know, you don't have to worry about going mm-hmm. going here, because if you do it on a visitor center, they're open what hours again?
I mean, I think Monday through Friday, it's like an 8 to 5. Typically, Saturday, mm-hmm. I think it's till 4, I want to say. And then okay. Sunday, I think they're like 11 to 3 or 11 to 2.
Okay.
So yeah, limited hours yeah. if you go there.
So
but that's what we have
yeah, if you go down the Saturday afternoon mm-hmm. in the early evening hours when it's a little bit cooler, you know, they're closed. We can still do it on your phone. So
absolutely,
don't worry about that, you know, keeping away. It's like, I can't vote on them.
Yeah. No, we tried to keep it pretty accessible to anybody to do it. Yeah.
Okay. And so we got that. And when does the voting end on that?
So it will go through Sunday, April 8th. And so okay. we have everything cutting off at midnight on the 8th.
So 2 more weeks, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Got in,
yeah,
in votes.
Through Easter. So if you're here in town, you know, for the Easter holiday, this gives you something to do with your family. But, yeah, we'll keep going through the rest of that week.
Okay. And will they still be out throughout the month, or are the people going to pick them up here pretty soon?
After the 8th, then we will go ahead and contact the people who won on the bidding, mm-hmm. And they can come by and pick them up, and then we'll pick up all the rest of them. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, seems pretty simple again. Let's go over these one more time about the Spring Art Walk. And the main thing is get out there and vote, because
absolutely.
These people put a lot of work yeah. into these things. To get them out there. So again, the voting days they have until they can vote, and uh-huh. where to get those ballots again.
Yeah, so April 8th, that's a Sunday. Mm-hmm. So midnight Sunday, April 8th is when it'll cut off. Same thing with the bidding, unless there's a bidding war. We've actually mm-hmm. had it. The site we're using can extend the bidding by 30 minutes if there's a bidding war going on. So
okay.
you know, we'd like to see that happen. That would
all
be
right.
really great. But yeah, April 8th is the cutoff day, and then we'll pick them all up then.
Okay. And again, how do they get those voting ballots to vote for these?
Yeah, ballots are available at the visitor center. You can pick it up there, and then you can also turn it in at the visitor center. But if you want more convenient, you can just pull it up on your phone. Downtownbrenham.com has the links on the front page, and then also our Facebook page, Downtown Brenham.
There we go. And again, they're just spread out all throughout downtown Brenham. There's no rhyme or reason where they're at.
Nope.
They're just
nope.
got to you get 28, you said, so you got to
mm-hmm.
walk around and find all 28.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is there a map that shows where they are or anything like that?
There is, yeah. The ballot that's available at the visitor center, on the back side of that is a map, so that'll kind of give you an idea of where mm-hmm. to go. We've also posted that map on the downtown website,
okay.
too. So
but if you want to be a little more, you know, scavengerish,
yeah.
don't worry about a map and just do it all on your own.
That's right.
And speaking of scavenger hunts, we do have a golden egg that is downtown, and
okay.
that's one that's created by us. And we've hidden it throughout
okay.
different places in the
It would not
downtown
be on the map,
area.
Then.
It is not on the map.
Okay.
It moves every couple days.
Uh-huh. And your clues are on our Instagram page. We just got an Instagram, so
okay.
we're trying to utilize it a little bit
trying
more.
To move
I know. We're so hip.
Technology savvy.
Yeah. So we give out clues every few days on the Instagram page, and then we ask if you find the egg to take a photo of it, tag that photo as at Downtown Brenham, and then follow us on our page so mm-hmm. that we can see that you found it. And then at the end of the whole Spring Eggs Art Walk, so after the 8th, we will take whoever has entered, draw 5 names, and those 5 people win a gift card to a downtown restaurant.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah.
So while you're out scavenging around for the mm-hmm. eggs, find that golden egg.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you never know where it might be. I mean, so far it's been in parks, it's been in businesses.
Yeah.
It's, you know, kind of been all over the place.
Okay,
there's 4 more chances to win.
So go in. Don't just look for the eggs. Go in places. Look for this egg.
You never know where it might be.
Okay. All right.
But follow the Instagram.
Follow
clues. That's
okay.
the big thing.
Yeah. All right. There we go. So the Spring Egg Art, well, we got that going on for the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else coming up in the near future that you guys have going on?
The only thing we've got right now is in the summer, we will be doing the Summer Sip Wine Walk. That'll be on June 9th. So we've got more to come on that, but if you've been to our Uptown Swirl before January,
is it similar to the Uptown Swirl?
Very similar, yeah. Basically the
just
same thing.
Not just quite as cold.
Not quite as cold. Maybe a little the opposite. And yeah, this year we're going to do an 80s theme.
80s
so
theme,
just
okay.
Keep that in mind.
I can foresee
costumes.
That getting crazy.
Yeah. That's the hope.
The big hair, the bangs, the
I'm
everything?
I'm hoping to see it all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There we go. All right, ladies, anything else going on? Anything we need? Do we miss anything on the Spring Egg Art Walk?
I think that is the big stuff. We just, you know, hope people go out and vote, go out and bid. It definitely supports the artists who made the egg. So just
and look for that golden egg, right?
And look for that golden egg. Yes.
There you go. All right. Alex Dill, Aaron O'Malley from the City of Brentwood. We appreciate y'all coming in today and talking with us.
Thank you so much.
All right. There we go. The Spring Egg Art Walk, another event going on in downtown Brentwood. Again, we talked about it. It costs you nothing but time for this one. Go out and explore downtown Brenham, and you can actually win stuff. You can actually profit from taking part in the Spring Egg Art Walk this year. Let me tell you, nothing wrong with that. So go out and check out the eggs, and keep an eye out for that summer sip coming up this summer in downtown Brenham as well. All right, another edition of the Community Corner in the books. We appreciate you joining us today. We'll do it all again next Tuesday. Another event happening around the area for you to enjoy, you to take part in. And we'll talk about that next Tuesday right here on KWHN, the 9 o'clock hour.